This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
Chris actually climaxed. Welcome, Shotties. Here.
Thank you, Chris.
Ooh. Welcome, Shotties. Not only is it your boy, the Umami Poppy, and the kid, we have with us for the very first time the many, the oft mentioned, but never appeared, Tomato Keister.
Oh,
hello.
It's the great Timoteo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, Tim.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a long time coming. A day one.
Yeah.
Literally.
Numero uno. Yeah.
We've planned it before. Never followed through.
We manifested this.
Literally last episode, Ryan was like, shout out to, you know, former guest Tim. And then we were like, actually.
Got him.
Actually, no.
Literally.
Yeah. True.
I knew it was coming after Ryan told the story about me breaking my ankle. I was like, they're probably going to want to have me on.
We're probably going to want to talk about that. Actually, let's open with that.
How did it feel?
don't bring up my past traumas.
Wait, dude, that was like 12 years ago?
Yeah, it was a long time.
That was like 12 years ago because we were playing soccer for World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, oh, man, let's get everyone. And before you know it.
Wait, so that was either 2010 or 2014. So one of those. Man. It's either
20.
Sounds like 10 years ago. I want to say it was more around 2010.
Damn, 2010.
Shit.
Wow. You just graduated.
Oh, yeah, I did just graduate. So you were 20. 12 years ago?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I think it was around that time.
My God.
Damn, son.
So Shotties.
Dude, we're a whole, like, that was a whole high school, like.
Damn, dude.
That's a whole high school ago, and still some more left in my life.
Oh, shit. Yeah, there are 12 grades, huh? I was like, you're 18 when you graduate. Yeah, I know what you mean now. Okay, I'm a dumbass. Shotties, if you can't tell by now, Tim is one of our good childhood friends, and he's here to join us on the internet's only educational improv comedy game show involving shots of liquor and D20s. It's your boy, Sean.
It's the Umami Puppy Ryan.
And it's the kid, Chris.
And it's...
I'm not Kenny. I can't do the nicknames, man. He's
no
too kid. Good.
Yeah, no. What does he call? I don't even remember what he calls me. Damn. Well, I can tell y'all don't listen to the podcast. Yeah.
Dude, Tim, you haven't been on in a long time.
It's the Timoteo. It's the Raisin Kazen.
This guy can't shut the fuck up about raisins, bro. Can't shut the fuck up about raisins. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
It's been 2 weeks. Let it go, brother.
I wanted to ask you a question. Do the golden raisins count?
Golden raisins? Man.
Like the...
We'd have to try. I haven't had.
You're a raisin connoisseur. You're supposed to try
raisin
everything.
Connoisseur. Oh, man. Honestly, man, dude, I stick to like one raisin. The California.
I think there's only two different kinds.
That's our website. OneRaisin.com.
That's my OnlyFans account.
Oh, oh shit, that's too good.
That's too fucking good.
Raisins again.
All right. T-smooth.
T-smooth.
That's what they call it.
All right, let's say that again. It's the...
From the fucking
from
top.
From the top. Yeah. It's your boy, Sean.
It's the Umami Poppy Ryan.
And it's the kid, Chris.
And it's T-smooth.
Wow. Ooh, I like that.
All right. Damn. Shotties, if this is your first episode, what we do here is we learn something new, and then we play three drinking games, and then we make the person who drank the most give a recap of what we learned that day. Yeah. So are we ready for today's topic?
Oh, shit.
Let's do it.
We're going, since ChatGPT is on the rage right now.
Let's get it.
We decided to do just to learn more about what AI is. So our main topics are, what is artificial intelligence? What does what does AI look like today? What will AI look like in the future?
Allen Iverson.
And what is at stake as Allen Iverson becomes more powerful?
All AI systems will have braids, tattoos, and
disrespectfully step over you.
Yes.
Okay, so now that we know the topic, we are going to take our first shot. I've never made this cocktail, but it is vodka, cranberry, and Saint Germain liquor.
Ooh.
Now, Tim, what's Saint Germain liquor? You read it earlier. It's a what?
I already forgot.
It's from Elderflower.
Elderflower, yeah.
Oh,
elderflower
liqueur.
Basically, in Ryan's definition, they get it from a flower in an old guy's backyard.
Yeah, so. That's mine. And let's sip on this juices.
Cheers.
Cheers, y'all. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Let's hope it's good. I apologize if not.
That is...
That's
tastes
not
like lychee,
bad.
Man.
It's not
it
bad.
That smells like lychee.
Lychee.
I like that. I fuck that.
I do like that. I'm down for two more. Plus some.
Plus some.
I don't know why. I just thought y'all would have whiskey because you thought I was coming.
No. Guests don't get to choose. I think you have a choice in this game, Tim. All right. So now that we know the topic and we've taken our first shot, let's give our hypothesis. All right. Obviously, we all know what AI is, basically. But, yeah, what are your thoughts on AI? What do you think are some pros and cons? What do you think the future might look like?
Well, I think that everyone like took the video of him at talking about practice out of context.
No, 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 no. We're talking. No, 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 no. Again, I have to make it clear. We're not talking about Allen Iverson.
Oh, we're not talking about practice.
No, no, no.
Gotcha.
Not fuck you. Absolutely fuck you.
Chris has the answer.
No, yeah, yeah.
We are talking artificial intelligence, guys.
Gotcha. All right, all right.
Artificial intelligence. I forget that we're with sports, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Artificial intelligence.
Movie.
Not the movie. Yeah. Not the movie.
It's like an artificial, like a sugar, right? Sweetener.
Like the Splenda of computers.
Yeah. The Splenda of computers.
You guys fucking suck.
I'm glad I get to see your face when they do this to you, Sean.
And you too can see my face on YouTube.com. Just search Shots and Thoughts Podcast. Yeah. But
be our only fan.
Legit.
One raisin.
One raisin only
replace
fan.
Replace the like button with a raisin button.
All right, guys. But what do you guys, what are y'all's thoughts on artificial intelligence?
I think it's the most powerful thing that can like change humanity, I think. How we think, how we move, how we do day-to-day life, I think. In terms of like careers, how it just feels like it has a large imprint, footprint, fingerprint, whatever, I don't know the term, to be made. And it's just beginning, even though it's been around, I think.
I feel you.
Do you have any fears of AI? I know Chris does. And I know
to an extent.
I do as well. I'm scared of the Terminator becoming real.
Yeah, that's
I watched iRobot maybe one too many times
that's
as
the
well.
One
great movie, by the way.
Yeah. Will Smith is fantastic. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just like ChatGPT is like a huge thing and it has a ton of pros, but I'm also just like, is this too smart? Do I want something this smart? You know, I don't know.
Like, things can go one of two ways where it's like, yeah, you're going to get to a point, or maybe three. You're going to get to a point where it's either like the Matrix, or we're going to get to a point where
Metaverse.
The Terminator. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Or we're going to get to a point of like the Terminator, or we're going to get to a point of WALL-E.
I feel like all three of those are bad futures.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, it's like, you know, they're all different. They're all different levels of bad, right? Like, at least in WALL-E, they were alive and they didn't have to fight for their life, technically.
Man, I forgot that movie.
I just watched it recently.
Oh, really?
It's on what? Never seen
it. Disney, right? It's on Disney?
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus. Yeah.
Disney.
I heard it's so good. Like, top 10, top 5.
I think
Disney, don't miss.
It's going to be the first Disney movie in the Criterion collection, something like that.
Which is like the best movies of all time?
I think, yeah, they're just like highly, like, critically acclaimed movies, I think. I really don't know.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah. So, well, if you haven't seen WALL-E, it's like basically AI is taking care of the humans.
And they get lazy.
But yeah, they just get lazy and just.
Oh,
kinda, like,
yeah.
Dormant. Yeah. And they kind of get like wheeled around. But I mean, like, they're kind of stuck in this almost weird dreamlike simulation kind of thing because they're just in a fucking chair, but everything is just, you know, in their eyes and they don't have to move or get fed or like.
I mean, low key, we're in that already.
Yeah. I mean, it's getting to that. It could get to that point, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
I see the pros though, too, like what Ryan's saying. Like, I could see like already like ChatGPT could like make life so much easier for like if you live in a different country, you don't speak the language, like it can teach, like it can make a lesson plan to teach you a language or it can translate things for you. Like, it seems.
Like
very useful.
I was a
if, like only positive people. You, like,
yeah.
I get scared of like what it can do in the wrong hands.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. I just hope there's always gonna be like a fail safe kind of. I guess what did Terminator? I haven't seen Terminator in so long, but did they like Skynet? Like they had to blow up some terminal or insert some disc to like kill Skynet or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like some kind of fail safe, just in case something does go wrong. Like a manual shutdown, something like that.
Yeah.
You hope.
And that's the thing. I heard, you know, like there's like big people in tech that are saying like that there needs to be more regulations with AI.
Oh, I think for sure. Because it's like I was reading. I'm not going to lie. It was a TikTok. But
I was reading source. The captions on TikTok.
Yeah. You know, in 2022. I read an article translate to I watched a TikTok. It was pretty much, and actually Nancy was talking to me about it too, is like the ethics of AI and like AI art. Like if, you know what like revenge porn is? It's like it's like people posting like nudes of their ex online so everybody can see it.
Hmm.
Yeah, but then people can like do that, but instead of nudes, it'd be like AI. Sort of, I mean, people could do that with Photoshop now.
Oh,
yeah, but like with AI, it could be like more realistic and things like that. So it's like, what are the ethics of like, you know, what if that happens? Because then technically it's not really you, but it's,
yeah,
it looks like, and then also with like voices too, they have like AI that can like mimic your voice. So it's like,
you know,
at what part do we know that it's real?
Well, like you said, there's gonna, or kind of like a fail safe, like whoever. Whatever company or corporation, or say like Elon Musk, like how he bought Twitter and like he could do whatever the hell he wants. Like he can take people off or put them on, you know? So, I mean, someone will make those decisions, you know, to like, if something like that happens, they can prevent that from, I guess, like staying, you know, to where everybody can view it.
That's what you would think. But then like, don't like celebrities have like sex tapes that are like just out? They can't do anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I don't know. I'm just being devil's advocate.
Once it's out,
it's out.
Yeah, it's out.
The internet is forever.
But that, I mean, whenever, remember that huge Apple hack that happened? Maybe like at least, I don't know, let's say 8 years ago or something like that.
Oh, whenever they threw like a U2's album on everyone's iPhone.
Well,
That was crazy.
That
what a wild time.
That and also like everyone's like iClouds got hacked. And that's whenever a bunch of like nudes of people were released.
Oh, that's when the fappening happened.
The fappening.
No, that's what they dubbed
oh
it.
My
oh, that's like the official
yeah,
name.
Yeah, that's what they dubbed it. Yeah. Whenever like all the celebrity nudes got leaked, yeah, it was called the fappening.
Wow.
Shame. Shame.
Anyway, AI.
Shame.
AI. Yeah. AI.
This
Alan
is
Iverson.
Being recorded. Bree can watch this.
She does it.
Yeah, she does.
No,
who does?
Not me. No. All
right. Well, that's our thoughts on AI. That's our hypothesis on things.
That's a
so
good
before
take.
We read it, also, welcome back, Craig. We're happy to have you back.
Let's
Thank
go,
you so
Craig.
Much. Yeah, the information on the last few episodes has been suspect, to be sure.
Wait, you know, actually, it's a side topic. I realized we didn't even get to really know Tim. Like, tell us about yourself. What do you?
Oh,
what
the
do you
audience.
Do? Yeah, like, our audience.
We have known him for quite a bit.
I'm old as fuck. No. well, I mean,
What do you like to do, man?
Oh, workout, basketball. I mean, those are main hobbies.
Yeah.
I like to go shoot my guns.
Nice, man.
Very Texan of me.
Yeah.
It's actually hot.
Just mostly, I mean, I'm pretty chill. Don't,
yeah,
y'all know. Was,
yeah.
But yeah, but of course, I know these guys from growing up with them, you know, all through high school and everything. So,
hell yeah.
Before that.
Before that.
Yeah, before, yeah, before that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, now we're old.
Now we're old.
Cheers to that.
Having a midlife crisis on a podcast.
Cheers, y'all. Yeah, cheers. Cheers. Can AI fix me?
It's over, bud.
It's over, bud.
It's over, bud.
Nice try.
All right, so our reading pattern will be me, Ryan, Tim, Chris.
Let's get it.
Okay, so shout out Craig again for this wonderful research.
Let's go, Craig.
What is artificial intelligence?
Oh, yeah.
No. According to Britannica.com, artificial intelligence, or AI, is, quote, the ability of a digital computer or computer-controlled robot to perform tasks commonly associated with intelligent beings, end quote. Oh, nope, the quote keeps going. The term is frequently applied to the project of developing systems endowed with the intelligible...
Hiya.
Wow. Intellectual processes, characteristics of a human... such as the ability to reason, discover meaning, generalize, or learn from past experience, end quote.
According to Google Cloud's website, there are four stages of AI development that are commonly recognized. One, reactive. Two, limited memory. Three, theory of mind. And four, self-aware.
Oh, God.
So number one, reactive machines. Limited AI that only reacts to different kinds of stimuli based on pre-programmed rules, does not use memory, and thus cannot learn new data. IBM's Deep Blue that beat chess champion Garry Kasparov in 1997 was an example of a reactive machine.
Two, limited memory.
Oh, yeah.
Most modern AI is considered to be limited memory. It can use memory to improve over time by being trained with new data, typically through an artificial neural network or other training model. Deep learning, a subset of machine learning, is considered limited memory artificial intelligence.
Number three, theory of mind. Theory of mind AI does not currently exist, but research is ongoing into its possibilities. It describes AI that can emulate the human mind, oh my god, and has decision-making capabilities equal to that of a human. Including recognizing and remembering emotions and reacting in social situations as a human would. Oh my god.
This is what we want? All right, anyways. Four, self-aware. A step above theory of mind AI, self-aware AI describes a mythical machine that is aware of its own existence and has the intellectual and emotional capabilities of a human. God. Like theory of mind AI, self-aware AI does not currently exist. Thank
God. I just found a new what? No, I'm wrong.
Okay. What does artificial intelligence look like today? Allen Iverson is Ivory.
Yeah, close enough.
As stated by Forbes.com, it come in a long way since then.
My God.
Where?
I don't even know what accent that is.
Just don't ever do accents anymore.
Come in a long way since then.
Just made an accent.
Dude, it's not after it come in a long way.
Have you spoken?
Was any of that English? Just...
Imagine if our AIs talk like
that. Oh my God, dude. We're already losing.
It's glitching.
They're winning right now. Yeah. We're starting.
Start on that.
They're starting.
Start at the beginning of that sentence, bro. Start at the beginning
All
of
right.
the session.
Where does artificial intelligence look like? What does artificial intelligence look like today? AI is everywhere right now, as stated by Forbes.com. It comes in a long way since then, and we're starting to see a larger number.
You're adding words.
Yeah, I am. Of high-profile use cases for the technology being thrust into the mainstream. Some of the hottest applications of AI include the development of autonomous.
I saw that word and I knew it was not going to sound like it was supposed to.
Vehicles, facial recognition software, virtual assistant like Amazon's, Alexa and Apple's. Apples? Okay, Siri, and a huge array of industrial applications in all industries, from farming to gaming to healthcare.
That was so different.
Gosh, holy good shit. Good thing there's 12 more of these.
Oh, shit. Oh, my.
Yeah.
You got it.
That economy.
That economy,
That economy, baby. Also shares examples of how Allen Iverson improved in social media algorithms, identifying false news, food ordering sites dinging you around the time you're most likely to want food, music and media streaming services, customization, identifying plagiarism, streamlining banking operational processes, identifying credit and fraud, personalized online shopping experiences, smart homes, navigation and travel, medical applications, security and surveillance, and more. Basically fucking everything.
Yeah.
Jesus. In business, adoption of AI has more than doubled since 2017. Among global organizations who were surveyed, as shared by McKinsey.com.
According to Forbes.com, there's no denying there are a lot of benefits to using AI. There's a reason it's becoming so popular, and that's because the technology in many ways makes our lives better and or easier. With fewer errors, it's common and normal for human attention to move in and out. These lapses of attention can lead to mistakes. 24/7 uptime. Not only can an AI program run constantly, but it also runs consistently. It will do the same tasks to the same standard forever. And it can analyze large sets of data fast.
What will artificial intelligence look like in the future? In an article in Forbes.com, Gaurav Tiwari from Omega Venture Partners shares their thoughts on how artificial intelligence is poised to fundamentally restructure broader swaths of our economy and society over the next decade with 5 bold predictions that are informed by their expertise and immersion in the field.
Number 1, AI and ML will transform the scientific method. With AI and machine learning, ML, we can expect to see orders of magnitude of improvement in what can be accomplished. There is a much bigger set of ideas that human with computers plus AI can successfully tackle. AI enables an unprecedented ability to analyze enormous data sets and computationally discover complex relationships and patterns. AI, augmenting human intelligence, is primed to transform the scientific research process, unleashing a new golden age of scientific discovery in the coming years.
Dose. AI will become a pillar of foreign policy.
Oh, shit.
We are likely to see serious government investment in AI. The National Security Commission on Artificial Intelligence has created detailed recommendations, mind you, that's highlighted in blue, concluding that the U.S. government needs to greatly accelerate AI innovation. There's little doubt that AI will be imperative to the continuing economic resilience and geopolitical leadership of the United States.
Wow. Number three, AI will enable next-gen consumer experiences. Next-generation consumer experiences like the metaverse and cryptocurrencies and others like them will be critically enabled by AI. The metaverse is inherently an AI problem because humans lack the sort of perception needed to overlay digital objects on physical contexts or to understand the range of human actions and their corresponding effects in a metaverse setting. AI algorithms have the potential to learn much more quickly in a digital world, for example, virtual driving, to train autonomous vehicles. These are natural catalysts for AI to bridge the feedback loops between the digital and physical realms.
Number four, addressing the climate crisis will require AI. As a society, we have much to do in mitigating the socioeconomic threats posed by climate change. Many promising emerging ideas require AI to be feasible. One potential new approach involves prediction markets powered by AI that can tie policy to impact, taking a holistic view of environmental information and interdependence. Other new technologies, such as carbon dioxide sequestration, cannot succeed without AI-powered risk modeling, downstream effect prediction, and the ability to anticipate unintended consequences.
Number five, AI will enable truly personalized medicine. Personalized medicine has been an aspiration since the decoding of the human genome, but tragically, it remains an aspiration. One compelling emergent application of AI involves synthesizing individual therapies for patients. Moreover, AI has the potential to one day synthesize and predict personalized treatments modalities in a near real time. No clinical trials required.
Holy wow.
Shit. AKA, they're coming for your job, right?
Yeah.
No, not my job.
They're trying to replace.
They are.
Physical therapy.
Yeah, man. So,
what is at stake as artificial intelligence becomes more powerful? According to Max Roser in our worldindata.org, all major technological innovations lead to a range of positive and negative consequences. For AI, the spectrum of possible outcomes from the most negative to the most positive is extraordinarily wide. That the use of AI technology can cause harm is clear because it is already happening.
AI systems can cause harm when people use them maliciously. For example, when they are used in politically motivated disinformation campaigns or to enable mass surveillance. But AI systems can also cause unintended harm when they act differently than intended or fail. For example, in the Netherlands, the authorities used an AI system which falsely claimed that an estimated 26,000 parents made fraudulent claims for childcare benefits. These false allegations led to hardship for many poor families and also resulted in the resignation of the Dutch government in 2021.
Wow.
Whoa.
What Wait, the whole stuff? Government?
That's what I'm saying. We need to do an episode on that. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Part two.
As AI becomes more powerful, the possible negative impacts could become much larger. Many of these risks have rightfully received public attention. More powerful AI could lead to mass labor displacement or extreme concentrations of power and wealth. In the hands of the autocrats, it could empower totalitarianism.
Totalitarianism.
Yep, that's the one. Through its suitability for mass surveillance and control.
Basically like a dictator, authoritarian type thing.
Mm.
The so-called alignment problem of AI is another extreme risk. This is the concern that nobody would be able to control a powerful AI system, that if the AI takes action that harms us humans or humanity as a whole, the risk is unfortunately receiving little attention from the wider public. But it is seen as an extremely large risk by many leading AI researchers.
The risk is not that an AI becomes self-aware, develops bad intentions, and chooses to do this.
Thank God.
The risk is that we try to instruct the AI to pursue some specific goal, even a very worthwhile one. And in the pursuit of that goal, it ends up harming humans.
Mm.
It is about unintended consequences. The AI does what we told it to do, but not what we want it to do. It is definitely possible to build an AI that avoids any particular problem we foresee, but it is hard to foresee all the possible harmful, unintended consequences. The alignment problem arises because of the impossibility of defining true human purposes correctly and completely, as AI researcher Stuart Russell puts it.
Can't we then just switch off the AI? This might also not be possible. That is because a powerful AI would know two things. It faces a risk that humans could turn it off, and it can't achieve its goals once it has been turned off. As a consequence, the AI will pursue a very fundamental goal of ensuring that it won't be switched off. For more information on the very worst risk of AI systems, Roser recommends reading The Alignment Problem by Brian Christian and Benjamin Hilton's article, Preventing an AI-Related Catastrophe.
If we manage to avoid these risks, transformative AI could also lead to very positive consequences. I've never heard of a positive consequence. Consequence just has such a negative connotation. Anyways, advances in science and technology were crucial to many positive developments in humanity's history. If artificial ingenuity can augment our own, it could help us make progress on many large problems that we face, from cleaner energy to the replacement of unpleasant work to much better healthcare. Our references today were Britannica,
Data Economy,
Forbes, Google Cloud, McKinsey, and Our World in Data.
Wow,
this was heavy.
This was jam packed. I loved it.
Jam packed. All right, so it's with any new technology, lots of pros, lots of cons.
Yeah. Any takeaways? Any things that stuck out?
Things that stuck out was just like, it's good to know that it's not going to go Terminator on us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That the fact of it causing harm would be the fact that we tell it to do something.
It's like,
and then it's going to do something regardless of if it has a positive or negative outcome. That, I guess, is better than the Terminator.
Yeah. The imagery that I get in my head is, say, if like you say... I don't know. This is what popped in my head. This is not exactly a good example at all. But like, it's like,
we have to reiterate, we are not experts.
Yeah. Yeah. We are trash.
Speak for yourself. No.
The whole point of the show is we're not experts in the things that we learn about.
Oh, yeah.
I was with Chris. I thought we were talking about Alan Iverson.
Jesus Christ.
It's like, say, there's a car or like some sort of machine, you say, drive down this lane, stay in between the lines. Stop whenever there's a car in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it does that. That's the goal. But then say if there's a person that walks across, it wasn't put in the system. Like if there's another thing beside a car to stop, right?
Yeah, it'll hit the human.
It hit the human.
Yeah.
And those are like the things, like it is doing what we told it to.
Right.
But we didn't do it, teach enough like parameters of like all cases and situations or something like that.
So like with, I mean, of course, Tesla. So like what, because it has like, doesn't it have a sensor or a camera?
Yeah.
So I guess that's not like AI, so to speak. Because it's like the sensor picks up and then stops the car.
There is.
But they're like connected to the AI controlling it? Yeah. Because I know Tesla's like, have like a whole like map around it as well. Mm-hmm. Like it senses the cars around it. Like yeah. How close it is and things like that.
You know, I just found out. I just read it also.
Like Ace on TikTok.
That Elon was even part of ChatGPT. He was an early he was part of the early process.
Yeah, investor.
Yeah, early investor. But he had to stop like fairly quick because he was going to cross ties between competition with Tesla.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, the more you know, I think it's time for...
The more you drink.
Shot number three. Shot to knowledge.
Wow.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Oh. That being said, time for one of these. Oh, shit. Where is it? Oh. We're back.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. It was fucking forever.
Dude, it's, man.
It's...
My stuff is clean already, dude.
Wait, what?
We're not sponsored by Manscaped. As much as we'd like, we're not currently sponsored. All right, but like we, it's been a while since we've had a guest, but guest or no guest, we only play three games. So
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, Ryan, and I will roll a D20. Whoever gets the lowest roll will not get to roll for games. So,
I got a 9.
9.
Wow.
9. 3.
Wow. We got to roll off.
Garbage.
All right. So, all right. Let's pick a D20 for Tim. All right.
Oh, yeah, Tim.
Okay.
Very nice.
Well, very nice.
All right. We're going to roll now to see who goes first. I got a 17.
12. Let's go 20.
18. Nice. Okay, Chris, for rolling the lowest, why don't you go ahead and give the shotties an explanation on how the dice game works?
Don't they already know this shit by now?
I mean, to be honest, we don't know this shit, so.
Facts. But I do know that if you roll a 1.
Tell me, let's have some fun.
You do the waterfall. If you roll a 2 through a 4. Everyone, or you choose a mate and they drink with you throughout the entire night, and everyone drinks. If you roll a 5 through a 7, we play the fantasy draft. If you roll an 8 through a 10, we play the freestyle. If you roll 11 through 13, we do fast thoughts. If you roll a 14 through 16, we play death saves. 17 through 19, we play word tennis. If you roll that rare 20, you make the other two drink, plus you get to choose any game from any season.
Let's get it.
Nice. And before we start the games, we have a game to drink for.
Oh.
No,
so we recently did a Fast Thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Fast Thoughts.
That was from the last episode?
Yeah, from the last games episode. We did a Fast Thoughts. The topics were somebody broke into your house. What's the first thing you do? Name a beer. Name a 90s wrestler. Name the Brett. The breast.
Oh,
I know why you said that.
Yeah.
Name the best breakfast food, because the breck and best, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Name the best breakfast food and and the average American bedtime. The winners. First place was a tie.
Ooh.
Oof.
Between Ryan and Sean.
For
last place. Is Chris with Lock My Bedroom Door, Guinness, Tori Wilson.
I definitely thought Tori would have gotten hash, me some, at least one.
Hash browns and 9 p.m. You did get one vote, but it was for hash browns. But also, okay, you know, right, maybe they're just saying that shit. Maybe they're just saying hash browns.
Yeah,
maybe it was for Tori Wilson.
Come out and say it. You're among you're among your kind.
Among us.
Amogus. Cheers.
Cheers, my man. With a plan.
Stop.
Stop. All right. I'm going to go ahead and roll first. Let's see here. All right. That's a...
War tennis.
Oh.
I think that's right. Oh, shit. Timmy, how to play this one? You listen to our show, right?
I do, but you, you'll always have to refresh my memory.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Sean.
All right. So the way death saves works is we're going to roll a D20. Every single digit is a death. Every double digit is a save.
Uh-huh.
For every death, you take a shot. For every save, you take away a shot.
Mm-hmm.
If you roll a 1, which is the lowest you can roll, that's 2 deaths. But if you roll a 20, which is the highest you can roll, that's 2 saves.
That's a lot on the line.
So we're going to roll until we get either 3 deaths or 3 saves.
Let's get it.
All right. All right.
You could take as many as 4 or as little as 0. That's a 2.
That's like a 2.
That was a 2.
Shout out to the 2 crew.
That's a 14.
That's a, okay, all right.
0 shots. We're going quick.
Oh, I won.
Nat 20. Wow. Does Bobby Roode still wrestle?
He does. He doesn't.
Is he even that character anymore?
That's a good question. I haven't watched WWE in a while.
Ah, facts.
Wow. But Ryan.
Wow.
I get it. That's a 7.
Okay. Seven heaven.
That's
baby.
A 9.
All right. With 2 down to drink.
That's eight. You had 7, 8, 9. Holy shit.
Yo, that should be worth
something. Honestly.
So that's 3 shots for Ryan.
I have taken the lead.
Damn, son. Hey, man. This is a good drink, though. So
you gave yourself an extra one.
Did I?
Yeah, because you're at 3.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Saving life.
So, I got you, my guy.
Double or nothing.
All the down.
Double or nothing?
Nah.
Roll a nat 20 right now.
Nat 20 or nothing. I'm just kidding.
All right, you doing all these straight back to back?
Yeah. Or,
okay.
Off the belly button.
Huh?
What?
That'll be on our Patreon, patreon.com/oneraisin.
One raisin.
Shot one.
Ah, yeah. Timmy, you thirsty over there, bruh?
Shot two.
Tim said, give me the bottle.
Luckily, these are
pretty good.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
All right, number 3. Tim, you ready?
All right, Tim.
You got this.
No dice.
Damn.
Where'd you put it, bro?
Where'd you put yours?
In your...
There it is.
There we go. All right, here we go.
So I'm rolling 4 times.
3 times.
You're rolling enough to where you get 3 deaths or 3 saves.
Okay.
Yeah. A 1 is 2 deaths, and a 20 is 2
saves.
All
right, here we go, baby. Yeah, Vegas.
That's a 16.
Okay.
Or a 14.
14. Okay. 14.
You want double digits.
Yeah. That's what you want.
Unless you want a drink.
He wants a drink.
I'll take double digits. I like to win. 14.
Oh, 14 again.
Okay.
Shit is weighted. He brought a cheating dice. A 14 again.
Beginner's like, oh.
Oh, that's a wrong guy.
It's going to be a 14 again.
All right. Here we go. Let's go, baby.
Splash.
Oh, 12. Cool.
12.
0 shots.
Yeah. All right. Fair game. Good shit, Tim.
All right. Chris.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to use Tim's dice.
Uh-oh.
All right. Here we go.
Spit on it.
He took the juju.
That's a good. Oh.
No. God.
Get this shit out of
here. He got a 1.
A 1. 2
fucking
deaths.
Fucking fuck, dude.
Let's go.
This sucks.
And then... That will be an 8.
Oh, Chris has taken the lead.
Wow.
Back to back to back.
I didn't want this. I should have said this drink is ass.
This cattywampus.
Ooh,
wow.
Damn.
You like that?
I like that a lot.
I haven't heard it in a while.
I don't even know what that is.
I've never heard
it. Patty Wampus?
I'll probably be canceled. I don't even know what it is.
It's actually a pretty bad slur for Polish people.
Oh, really?
Wait, is it?
No.
Oh, my God.
Damn it, Chris.
Jesus.
Dude, we're like 0-2 for Chris right now.
We believe everything this man says.
Fucking.
All he does is lie to us.
Yeah. The gawks are real tonight.
Is this number two?
This is two. Fuck, but I think it means something like tomfoolery or like something like being silly or some shit like that.
Okay.
It means going badly, awkwardly, or in the wrong direction.
So it's an actual word.
Daddy Wampus.
Can you use it in a sentence? Oh, wait, no.
I want you to lick my caddy. I want you to lick my caddy.
No, shut. No.
Wait, go back to history.
He's trying to expose this,
man. No. Wait, it's cats to a wampus.
The script is spoiled by its cattywampus rhythms.
Also, I thought, look.
Oh, there's two ways to spell it, I guess.
Cattywampus?
Oh, yeah, because it says also.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, weird.
Oh, interesting.
So CattyWampus or CattyWampus. That's my Instagram handle.
No. Ryan, why don't you go ahead and roll for the second game,
fuck
my
me,
guy.
For the second
Jesus
game,
Christ.
We got a 9.
A 9. Interesting. That would be a...
Give me a beat.
Oh,
hell yeah. We get to hear Tim sing.
All right.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Guys, Tim is a great singer.
Yeah.
So
we're all going to do our normal game, but on you, we're going to play just instrumentals.
Like rap
sing the bar.
Montel.
Word for word. Otherwise, you have to take a shot.
Don't lie to this game. Okay.
Never heard of that game.
The way freestyle works, guys, is we do it's like the blank without the blank format. Mm-hmm. So it's like the cow without the spot. It's like the polka without the dot. Mm-hmm. So your 2 and 4 have to rhyme. And then the next person will have to start with your 4. So then Ryan would be like, it's like the dot without the et cetera.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
We have some
it makes sense. I'll give it a try.
First person to fuck up twice takes a shot.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So, Ryan, you rolled it. Why don't you start us off?
All right. You ready?
All right.
It's like the hippopotamus without the zippopotamus.
There goes our practice, Ryan.
All right. It's like the computer without the type. It's like the fruit without the ripe.
It's like the ripe.
Yeah.
Without the fresh.
There you go.
Okay.
It's like the bird without the nest.
Yeah, yeah, we take enough. That. Yeah. We got that.
All right. It's like the nest without the sticks.
Yeah.
It's like the house without
the bricks.
Bricks.
Let's go.
It's like the bricks without the slab.
Here we go.
It's like the computers without the lab.
Wow. Oh, it's like the lab
without
the science.
Ooh. Science, 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 science.
She gave him the idea.
It's like the what did I say?
Jesus Christ!
What happened?
Stop with the fake accent. Again, another accent that does not exist in this world.
All right, let's go.
That's strike one.
I'll take a strike. Let's kick it easy. Let's take it back a notch.
You gave yourself science, by the way. I think I gave you lab.
It's like the window without the wall.
Yep. Mm.
It's like the short without
the tall.
Okay.
It's like the tall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We believe.
Without the...
We believe.
It's like the tall without the... Hooper?
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
It's like... Oh my God, I want to say, sorry, I can't say that.
Say it.
Yeah, maybe you can.
It's like the toilet without the pooper.
There you
there
go.
You
perfect.
Go. Hey.
Beautiful.
I would have said science.
I'm still trying to think of something.
That's fucking awesome. So pooper. It's like the pooper without the bucket flush.
Jesus, yeah.
It's like the hour without the rush.
Oh.
Ooh. It's like the rush without the speed.
Uh-huh.
It's like doing without the deed.
Mm.
Ooh. It's like the deed without the house.
Yeah.
It's like the kitty without the
mouse.
Right. Animals. It's like the mouse.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be animals.
Yeah.
It's like the mouse.
Yeah.
Huh.
Without the rat.
Yep.
There you go.
Breathe. Breathe.
It's like the rat. I can't do that. Can I?
You shouldn't.
I held my breath too long.
If you're thirsty. So you said the mouse without the rat.
Uh-huh.
All right. You got 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's science.
Strike one for Tim.
Oh my God, Ryan, I know how you feel.
The hot seat is hot, bro. Ryan's not joking. All right, Tim, you start us fresh.
Yeah, you start fresh, bruh.
You start.
Come on, bruh.
Okay.
Give me some heart.
Pause. No. No. Don't.
Case of the heart. Pause.
It's like the PlayStation. Without the game.
There you go.
It's like the Mike Vick without the fame.
There you go.
Wow.
Damn.
It's like the fame without the song. Uh-huh. It's like the Cisco without the thong.
It's like the thong without the panty.
The panty.
Panty.
Oh, it's
the uncle with the
auntie.
Good job.
Way to help me, loser.
It's like the auntie.
Oh, there goes.
Without.
It's good shit.
It's fucking good. It's the worst freestyles we've ever had.
Sorry. It's because me and Ryan are on the same.
Y'all are on the same side. It's like quick and then a scorching heart.
We're singers. We're not rappers, dude.
Give us a sample then.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's like the auntie without the hair.
Yeah.
Respect.
Respect.
It's like the eyeball without the stare.
It's like the stare without the look. It's like the Harry Potter without the book.
Oh!
He's unhinged now. We unlocked
that, that's
him.
That's what it is. I gotta sing it.
Yes, there you go.
Why are y'all singing these accents?
Wait, what the fuck was the book? God damn it.
D&D accent.
It's like the book. Without the page, it's like the theater without the stage.
Okay.
It's like the stage without the lights.
Uh-huh.
It's like the flying without the kites.
Okay, kites.
Oh, heights.
I guess with lights. Okay.
Yeah, heights would work. But, you know, your boy likes to fly kites.
I like it. It's like the kites without the string. It's like the internet without the Bing.
Ooh, everybody uses that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Bing.
It's like the Bing without the bong.
There you go.
There you go.
Bing bong.
Oh, it's like the what y'all were just doing without the.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like the sing without the song.
Yeah. Let's go. In there.
By all myself.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
The last time I helped. By myself. Oh, my God.
Hey, step that right over.
That was called a self-L-U. It's like, oh, it's a song?
Song.
Here we go.
It's like the song without the singer.
Okay.
It's like the, what are you, oh, God. It's like the,
damn, five. Oh,
dude, what is
four,
it?
Four.
I don't know where it comes three, from. It's like two, the baseball without the ringer. What is a ringer in?
Oh, sports. Any sports.
Yeah.
Any.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. All right. So
it's like the ringer without the ball.
Yeah.
It's like the cell without the call.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like the call.
Yeah.
Without the communicate.
Why?
Not to yourself, bro.
It's like.
Oh, you got one.
It's like the girl without the fornicate.
Got him.
Hell yeah. All right.
Fornicate?
You got fornicate,
good Catholic
brother.
Boys here.
Got him.
Oh. Holy crap.
Five.
Make four, this sober boy drink.
Three.
It's like the fornicate.
Uh-huh.
Without the touch.
Ooh, ooh, he knows.
He's a romantic.
He's in there.
He's in that. Let's go. Yeah, speed it up.
Much like when fornicating. You want.
It's. Oh, damn, I can't say touch again.
No. Five. Four. Three.
It's like the chips without the munch.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll take it.
Right. I'll take it.
All I'll right, take it. Here we go.
It's like the munch without the bite.
Yeah.
It's like the Mike Tyson without the fight.
Ooh.
It's like the fight without the night.
Mm-hmm.
It's like buildings without the height.
Mm-hmm. It's like the height without the science.
See, you're fucking lying. You're fucking throwing it's right like, now.
The mockingbird without the alliance.
You're a god.
Yo.
He planned it. He fucking planned it.
Dude, the long game, bro.
That was amazing. All right, good luck.
Alliance, brother.
It's like the alliance.
Uh-huh.
Without the kings.
Ooh.
Mm. Ooh.
Like the bees without the stings.
Damn, ooh, got it. God. He's in there.
He's
just
in
add
there.
The S, baby.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. He gets it now.
All right. It's like the stings without the buzz.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the peach without the fuzz, baby.
Okay. Yeah,
it's like the fuzz without the hair.
Uh-huh.
It's like Drake without Take Care.
Okay. Oh, it's like they take care without the cameras.
Mm. Oh, good song, good song. Yeah, interesting.
Interesting. Damn, there's other songs on the album also.
Four.
Three.
It's
like take care without the cameras.
Four.
It's like the running without the staminas.
I mean, shit.
Nah.
You've been here too long.
Like, if Tim said it, maybe a pass. You've been here 3 years.
I wouldn't have done the accent either.
That's the only way it'll pass.
Cameras, staminas. Close, but no cigar, bud.
Damn.
I'll take it. There were other songs, but I just, Cameron's on Take Care.
That's a good song.
They only look good only on camera. It's only on camera. Right, Tim?
Great album.
All right, Tim, why don't you roll the last game, brother?
Last game, brother. Cheers.
White dice. Let's go. Oh. Whose dice is this? Nice.
Thanks, man. That's mine.
Is yours? Thank you.
This is mine now.
What number is that?
20.
No, I'm just kidding.
A seven.
A seven.
Ooh, this one's fun.
Ooh.
Draft.
Shit, hey, record this.
Fantasy draft.
All right.
Time out. Really who did the BR?
Take a guess.
Who did the BR?
It can be any of you. Really, really, really could. Sean?
I think that's correct, right?
You are correct.
You guys don't even know.
I thought it was Ryan.
No.
Oh, shit. And then it was definitely Sean. It wasn't me.
Okay.
Wow, dude. First try.
Wow.
All right.
Good stuff.
Do you have a draft in mind? Ryan wants to do raisin-based dishes.
No,
for sure.
I definitely don't.
We would all lose immediately.
Yo, Ryan's the smacks, dude. Damn.
Maybe I do like raisins. The funny thing is...
First draft, just raisins.
Raisins plain?
I tried that ants on a log shit. It was good.
Wild card prunes.
Dude, to me, it's so funny because like I've only eaten like raisinets in the like past recent time.
Damn.
Anything else? Are grapes raisins? No, grapes aren't raisins.
Yeah. Grapes are dehydrated. Raisins are dehydrated grapes.
Learn something new every day. No clue.
That's why the golden grapes are just
the green grapes.
Mm. What about the
green raisins?
Why don't they make?
I hope I'm right.
Why don't they make cotton candy raisins?
Those would probably be smack.
Yeah, that sounds pretty damn good.
They had the grapes.
Yeah.
Those are probably schmack.
I really only.
Oh
know.
Wait, dude, that'd
wait,
be
no,
that'd
Tim
be
was
on.
Tim was on for a little bit at the was live it? Show. At
oh, that's true, but that's
I
a
feel like
that's
I
a
was.
Patreon exclusive.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, y'all bozos don't have that shit. I bet.
Yeah,
not one person.
Dude, somehow.
No, that's how exclusive it is.
Y'all, I got the password.
All right, so Tim, I edited all of that out, but we've discussed a draft idea. We're going to draft athletes that could play another sport. So professional athletes in another sport. An example, I'm not going to give one because I don't want y'all to draft it because I think it might be the number one overall pick. But we're picking athletes, professional athletes playing another professional sport.
Let's do it.
So Tim, you get the 101. It's going to go Tim, Chris, me, Ryan, and then we're going to snake it.
Okay.
Real quick, do they have to be current athletes?
No.
Okay.
You can pick them in their prime.
All right.
But if they, like, you can't do Michael Jordan and baseball because he actually played professional baseball.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah.
But that would be an example.
Professionally.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they played professionally, no go.
God damn.
But if you were like, oh, I think Michael Jordan would be an excellent football player, you could do that.
Yeah. Okay. So, like Sean said, probably guessed it. LeBron James football.
Yeah, fuck me.
Yeah. Okay.
It's gotta be. Yeah.
That's the number one.
That's the one.
A star tight end. He would be as good as Gronk.
Oh, dude. Tight end, wide receiver, quarterback. He plays everything, dude.
Dude.
Have you seen him throw the ball?
Yeah.
When they had never mind. I'm not gonna say because he might be my other pick. Okay.
It's a solid pick. I think it's the
that's the 101 for
yeah.
me.
Easy, solid
all right.
pick.
All right. I know so much about what the fuck we're talking about. I'm just going to pick like mad random shit. All right.
It's okay.
This is what you think would be cool.
I'm going to put Steph Curry in tennis.
Hey.
Honestly, didn't he start a pickleball thing? Is he part of that celebrity
no,
pickleball thing?
I don't know if he's on.
I don't know. I feel that.
I don't
think so.
I know he dabbled in
But but was that professional?
No.
They just do like exhibitions.
That's true, yeah.
But
interesting.
Damn it.
But if you take an athlete, is that athlete off the board?
Ooh. We should.
Yeah.
Because then I would have taken that guy in goal.
Yeah.
So yeah, Curry's off.
Damn it. Shit. Yes, yeah.
Curry's off.
Curry. Okay, yeah. I forgot he has a whole fucking show.
Yeah. And he's supposedly like probably the best like NBA player.
Cool. All right. Anyway, I'm Sean. Well,
but you got him in tennis. Sick. Waste of a pick.
He seems pretty fast, right?
I'm gonna
curry
go
and hot dog eating.
I feel like he has a high metabolism. Like, it's not a bad idea.
All right, I'm gonna go with somebody I've already seen do another sport and hit an incredible shot. They didn't play it professionally, but they play it against other quarterbacks during the offseason. I'm going Tom Brady and golfing.
Okay.
He hit that amazing hole in one, the drone shot. I don't know if y'all know what I'm talking about, but it's an it's an incredible video.
Wow.
From deep. And then the drone follows the ball as it goes into the hole.
Sure that's not AI. No.
I mean it could be. But I'm going Tom Brady and golf. Ryan with the back to back.
Oh man. Okay, are we counting also, say, like, Olympic types?
Yeah. They're athletes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm picking Tyreek Hill and track and field.
That's a great.
That is a good.
That's
one.
A great one.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Cool.
cool.
Who's that?
That's what I'm saying. So Chris, what's track?
for Shotties and Chris that don't know, Tyreek Hill is like the fastest football player possibly ever.
Wow. That's fucking tight.
His Instagram handle, I think maybe all social media handles is just straight up at Cheetah.
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Definitely Twitter. Or definitely Instagram. He's Cheetah.
Fastest now, but my father would definitely argue, he argues all the time that the fastest football player, and he actually was in the Olympic, Bob Hayes. I don't know if y'all know who it is.
I don't.
Look him up.
If he's in the Olympics, apparently, he must be good.
He held like the fastest world record. I don't know if it was a hunt. I don't know what distance, but he held the record for a really long time, and he played football.
Wow. Was it like a long distance?
It was
a short burst.
I think it was short.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it was long distance. So that's what made him a good football player.
Because,
You know, my dad says, you know, because that was like, what, in the 60s or 70s? It was a long time ago. But he said, you know, when he would catch the ball, it's like no one could catch him. Like, He would just pull away from everybody.
Oh, yeah.
We got to look it up.
Number two on NFL's top 10 fastest players of all time.
Oh, wow.
I wonder who the number one is.
Yeah. Or Tyreek Hill.
I don't know. We'll watch it later. All right. And your second pick?
I'm going to go with Chris Paul and bowling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude. Yeah.
Is he an excellent bowler?
Yeah.
He was in some kind of bowling.
Yeah. It was like celebrity.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, he bowls, like, really high, like, professional numbers.
Ryan is low-key going to win the fuck out of this.
Dude, you're pulling some out of your butt. Dude, I didn't even know.
Dude.
Shoot. Now you got me thinking.
All right.
It's back to Sean, though, Tim.
It's back to me, yeah. Okay. It's going to go all the way.
And then you'll have your second and third last back to back.
Okay, I'm going to go. So I went Tom Brady golfing. I'm going to go I'm going to go Usain Bolt American football.
I thought about that.
Can he catch them?
Hand the ball off to him?
Oh, okay, so like running back.
Yeah, he'll or quarterback Lamar Jackson it.
Running back.
Like
you and Madden.
You think he could take those hits though?
That
You think anyone could touch him?
That's the only.
I don't know. He's also like, he's 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, he's a big
dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah, but like.
Wow. But come on, in the NFL, like, you got to be able to throw a little bit.
I did think about that, though, with Usain Bolt, the running back. That was one of my.
I beg of you to look at Justin Fields.
Ouch.
I beg of you. He's a quarterback can't throw. I mean, he's getting better.
Yeah.
But truly, they try to make him like a thrower and not use his legs, and he was hot garbage. But now that he's running, he's solid.
I was wondering why they were talking. Everybody's been talking so much trash about that guy.
Dude, he can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to get better over time. But yeah. As a pure passer, he's not there.
Not it.
But yeah, Usain Bolt, any position.
So Usain Bolt's off the table.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go. Steve Nash in soccer. Is he ever?
That yeah. makes.
Whoa,
yeah,
that is great. A great pick.
That's really fucking good.
Okay, all right, I'll do that one.
Steve Nash in soccer. Okay, so I got two.
You got two back to back.
Okay.
Fuck, man.
Can you Photoshop these people? That's something in your capabilities.
I'm actually shit at Photoshop. I suck at Photoshop.
I would probably be better with the face and the whole shit.
Yeah, you would.
So, Tim, you have the second pick and your third pick.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'll put the words. Yeah.
I'm going to do Allen Iverson in football.
Really?
Whoa. Oh, he was a quarterback, wasn't he?
He was. Apparently, he was amazing. There's actually like tapes on YouTube you could watch.
His
like,
high school tape is goated.
Super. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I could see it at that point.
It's just, he was fucking Mike Vick in high school.
He was a quarterback, though. Yeah, for sure. And I mean, he's what, 6'3? So he's still kind of a good height.
It's crazy to think that Allen Iverson is like 6'3. He looks so small, but like to quarterbacks, he'd be like,
maybe,
like,
well, no. I'm lying. He's 6 foot. They claim he's like 6 foot.
Oh, okay.
Because he was like the shortest player to be that good. At the time in basketball. But yeah, there's videos. Apparently, he was amazing in football. So that'll be my second, and then my third. I'm trying to think of something. Because y'all got some good ones. I don't want to pick like obvious. Like, I want to pick something.
But you know the people are voting, so maybe obvious is the best.
Yeah, that's true.
It's to vote.
Maybe we'll bring in a certain crowd.
Okay, I'll say J.R. Smith in golf, but I don't know if he's professional already.
No, he just played in college.
It's got, okay, so maybe J.R. Smith in golf.
There you go. That's a
good top three.
Ooh,
nice.
I like that.
All right, Chris, close out your team.
I'm going to go Giannis Antetokounmpo and Hialeah.
Wait, what? Huh?
What is Hialeah?
Hialeah is that game where like you, it's like against the wall and you have like that scoop. And you it's basically wall ball with a scoop.
Wait. There's a professional wall ball?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, they have like these scoop things. I don't know how to.
Is there a professional Hialeah league?
Damn.
Yeah, it's a huge thing.
I could have went to the
America.
Olympics.
But no. Go Giannis in football.
In football? American football or
American football?
Soccer.
No.
American football.
American football.
American football.
It's great.
Is that an actual band?
Yeah.
Great name. I'm gonna go. I had Tom Brady at golf. I had Usain Bolt at football. American football. I'm going to go. This could be a mistake. I'm just picking purely off body type. And I have no idea if it would work. But actually, no. I'm going to go completely opposite. Something that's probably too obvious and not fun. I'm going Marshawn Lynch. Rugby.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Unstoppable in
like
rugby.
That.
I'd pay money for that.
He would just run through
and have him mic'd up.
Oh, yeah.
Get the fuck out.
And then also imagine Marshawn Lynch doing a fucking haka. How awesome that would be.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think in...
That's a good
I think I think in, like, New Zealand and stuff, like, they have to do hakas and stuff before a match. But, yeah, I feel like Marshawn Lynch would be pretty good at rugby.
That's a hot pick.
I like that pick.
Damn. You know, like, I only watch football. It's, all of my picks were football related. Yeah. I suck.
All right. I got two wild cards right now. I'm going to go with Serena and softball.
Nice.
She would crush it. I was thinking her in either baseball or golf. Just swing motion. I feel like she would crush. But yeah. Softball?
Yeah.
Fucking Serena hitting dingers, bro. Oh my God.
Has she ever?
But is there a professional softball league?
Yeah. Well,
I know college. I've only seen college games.
I think there is. I'm pretty sure there is.
Maybe look it up. There is.
But honestly, just put her in the fucking MLB. She'll probably hit dingers.
Okay.
Serena, or not Serena Williams softball, just
professional softball.
Pro.
Yeah.
National pro fast pitch.
Yeah, NPF. Everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah. Stopped in 2021.
Yeah, but it at one point existed. But yeah.
Will you take that one or should I get a new one?
It's fucking fine.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, that's a.
I think that's a good pick.
I like your picks.
Okay. I was going to do. My picks are solid. Or are sent to them, but I was going to do.
Let's run through everybody's teams and then let's do some honorable mentions.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, Tim.
Okay. So, LeBron, football. I know JR, golf. And what was my second one?
Damn. See, it's kind of our responsibility. No, really,
I should know what I said.
Wait, hold on. Let's think about it.
Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
Football.
Okay.
So run it clean.
So I got LeBron football, mm-hmm. Allen Iverson football, J.R. Smith, golf.
Yeah, man.
Tell your favorite sport is basketball, dude.
I know, yeah.
You draft?
I know a lot about basketball.
You drafted your Cavs, dude.
Yeah, I did.
My turn?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I have fucking Steph Curry and tennis. And I got fucking Steve Nash in football.
Excellent.
And then I got GA and FB. That's Giannis Antetokounmpo in football.
Wait. Steve Nash in international football.
Yeah, football.
Yeah. And then Giannis in football. Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. I had Tom Brady in golf. I had Usain Bolt in American football. And I had Marshawn Lynch in rugby.
All right. I had Tyreek Hill in track and field. I had Chris Paul in bowling. And Serena Williams at NPF.
Formerly.
The softball league. Okay. Yeah. Any honorable mentions before we close the episode?
Glenn Davis hot dog eating contest champion.
Chuck.
Glenn Davis fullback.
Charles Barkley and hot dog eating contest.
No, donut.
No, I was going to do a bowl bowl and volleyball.
Oh, God, dude. That's OD.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You might as well do your whole front line. Yao, Wimbenyana, all the time.
Wimbenyana.
I would say Aaron Donald, MMA.
Oh, yeah, with the knife.
The knife fighting that he does.
Yeah.
And he's fucking strong as fuck. That man has knockout power for sure.
Wow, solid teams. That was a fun draft.
So before we end the episode, we have to end with the recap. Ryan, from least to most, name.
All right. From Tim, 3.
Oh, I can't
Sean,
wait if it's what 3. It
looks like. Ryan, 7. Chris, a 7.
Let's do it. No, 7 a fucking recap on Allen Iverson.
Okay. So the way we've done it in the past
we apologize.
We either do a roll-off or we just have the both of them at the same time give
you know
a drunken explanation.
You know what the people fucking want.
Sean, let's just leave.
All right. In 1 minute, what did we learn about today?
We're playing basketball. We're playing basketball. We got AI with ball. He not tall, but he's really small. He got the robot in his arms, like AI in a farm. Gross fucking hate. All right.
Cut.
Don't edit that.
So anyway, you can find us everywhere at SATPOD.
Only raisins.com.
One raisin.
One raisin.com.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, that's it for the Drunken Recap. That's it for this week. Thank you guys for listening if you made it this far. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, bro. Hey, man. That was fun, bro.
Thanks for being here, man.
And yeah, shout out Cultivate. Shout out Summit Bros.
Anything left in the bottle?
Thank you for... Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. I think you finished it.
We cleaned it.
Oh, there was a little drop.
All right. I'm
trying to hit the...
Tim and Sean trying to hit it.
That's the blunt.
Oh, here we go. Waterfall.
Nice.
Golly.
That was goated.
That was definitely more than a drop.
You drank a martini right now.
All right. And if you need to find more of us, all of our links are in the show notes down below. And yeah, that's it for this week. See you guys next week. Love you. Bye.
Peace out. Bye, guys.
That was so good.